Reifa Chaylim. Hashem heals the sick. So the Chassidish Sfarim, especially the Bnei Yisoscha, tells us something fascinating. This is not the bracha of Rafa'inu, of Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifa Chaylim, Amal Yisrael, where we ask Hashem to heal the sick. Here we're in Shevach mode. We're praising Hashem for being the healer of the sick. But says the Bnei Yisoscha, and it's such an amazing way to be able to daven in such a fashion. Says the Bnei Yisoscha in Mamari Tishri, that if a person needs to daven for a refuah, then you don't daven straight away for the patient who's unwell. You don't ask and request straight away. First, you praise the creator of the universe, that he's the Rofe Chaylim. And when you praise Hashem for being the Rofe Chaylim, in your mind, you have in mind and you have intent for the person that you're thinking about, for your patient. And Hashem, who knows the secrets of your heart, he'll fulfill your wishes. What's the reason? It says when a person praises Hashem, you can actually create a tremendous amount of goodness. You create malachim that come as a result of praising Hashem, that come as a result of the praise. And in fact, this is what Chazal mean in the Gemara in Brachas of Laman Beis. La'ayim yisadar adam shiv shel mokam techila v'chakech ispalol. First, a person should arrange praise of Hashem, and then daven. So we know that's the basic structure of davening, is shavach, bakasha, hida'a, of praising Hashem, asking Hashem, and thanking Hashem. But says the Bnei Yisoscha that when a person's misadar shiv shel mokam, when a person arranges and organizes praise of Hashem, so for example, you're praising Hashem for being the Rofe Chaylim, the Malachim answer Amen and agree to such a praise. And it's true afterwards you're going to ask, and you're going to ask for refuah in the bracha of Bakasha of Rafa'inu. And once the Malachim have agreed, because they agree to the praises of Hashem, then they're not going to get in the way and block a tefillah. They're not going to be makatreg. They're not going to block a tefillah that comes later requesting something they've basically given the nod to later on. So what we're doing is we're really opening the pathways. When we say Rofe Chaylim, when we're praising Hashem, we're opening the pathways, we're removing the blockages for the bakasha, for the request that we're going to make later. Now, there's a medrash. The medrash says in Dvarim Rabbah, so this is what Moshe Rabbeinu asked for. When your children are in pain and there's no one to ask rachamim for them, there's no one that's able to really request from Hashem because the accusing angels get in the way, nonetheless answer them immediately. Answer them from the place of shevach, not from the place of bakasha. And that's what Hashem says, B'chol shashi kruisi. When they call me, as in they call me through praise, as a result of praising Hashem, ani aneschem, I'm going to answer them. And this is the idea of being Masada Shavach first. That we're praising Hashem, in these brachas of praising Hashem, we have the ability to ask from a place of praising, not asking from a place of personal need or request. It's a much higher form of connection to Hashem, and that's how we start our Amidah.